I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jimmy knows me. Jimmy channels my feelings through music. I've explained before that we don't talk about the opening song beforehand. I let Jimmy do what he thinks is best. And obviously he knows with the shocking news that Matt Mervis has been released from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp that I'm feeling melancholic. And Simon and Garfunkel is the only duo that can effectively generate via music the way I'm feeling. Josh Appel is in for Crowder today. Jimmy and Dan Day are back in the studio. Solana is off today. So, Josh, you got to explain this to me because you know baseball and I don't understand it. I know Matt Mervis, when he was DFA'd from the Marlins, no one grabbed him. And he ended up with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, which is a Marlins affiliate, AAA affiliate. And he is absolutely crushing it there. He is raking. He has hit 600 home runs in the couple months he's been there. And they released him today. Can you explain to me what is going on with Matt Mervis and the Marlins?
Well, I felt I wasn't going to do the show with you today. And then I saw the news come out. We were actually at lunch together when the news broke.
Well, we immediately ran to lunch when the news broke. I called Appel and Whittingham, and I said, meet me at Twin Peaks because I need to commiserate with my pals.
And I didn't think we did a good enough job of that at lunch. So I decided, you know what? For the next 4 hours, I'm going to be there for you. And so I'm here, and I'm here to explain. Look, it was a nice story at the beginning of the year, right? Hit 7 or 8 home runs with the Marlins. He came on this show. He was a star of CBS4 as well. And then after that, didn't go so well for Matt Mervis. And the Marlins DFA'd him, as you said. They sent him to AAA, and he was playing very well there. But if you look at who else they have at first base at the major league level and there in Jacksonville, there's not really any more room for Matt Mervis. And so, in a way, the Marlins, via the Jumbo Shrimp, have done Matt Mervis a favor in letting him go and try and find a different organization to get a chance to return to the major leagues with. You've got Davison De Los Santos down there in AAA. And with the Marlins, you've got Troy Johnston, Liam Hicks, Eric Wagaman. All three play first base. There's really no more room for your guy, Matt Mervis, unfortunately.
I don't understand. I mean, you're telling me that there's no room in the Jumbo Shrimp or the Marlins organization for a monster power hitting lefty first baseman. I don't understand it.
Well, there might be room in Jacksonville, definitely not room in with the Marlins, but if he doesn't really have a chance to come up to the big leagues again with the Marlins, then what's the point of stashing him down there in AAA? I guess you could say maybe an injury occurs later on with somebody at the big league level, but the Marlins feel they have enough depth there, and they want to give other guys a shot at first base in Jacksonville, and, you know, maybe Matt Mervis, greener pastures await him.
Well, very sad day for the Mervis militia, because we lose him again now for a second time, and I'm having a difficult time with it. I'm having a difficult time understanding it. The guy's raking. The guy is everything you want in a teammate and a first baseman and a power hitter. He's everything you could ask for. He's practically the Zach Sealer of the Marlins organization. And instead of being rewarded the way the Dolphins were, I mean, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, they may have been able to use Matt Mervis last night, the Marlins. Probably could have used a little bat help.
Hawk, I've known you since I was in high school. Legitimately, I've never seen you this upset over anything.
Yeah.
I'm honestly a little unsure of, I want to be here for you, but I'm not sure if I can provide the support you need.
This is like when Michael Jordan went to the Wizards. I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to go on. Anywho, we'll figure it out. Let me give you a training camp report. Training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Would you like to know from Chris Perkins at the Sun Sentinel, stock up and stock down from today's Dolphins training camp?
I love a stock up, stock down.
I do too. Package anything in a nice little package like that for me, and I'm in. Stock up day, Zach Wilson. It was a good day for Wilson, who was under duress but made good decisions all day and didn't have the miscommunication with receivers that has occasionally surfaced in previous practices. Stock down, according to Chris Perkins, cornerback Kendall Sheffield. He gave up a number of long passes in quick succession Tuesday. His coverage has been leaky at times during camp. Sheffield, it should be noted, did a nice job defending Westbrook Akine. Late practice play in a 2-minute drill. Akine.
Yeah.
There's your training camp report. And we'll talk some Dolphins today. Ronde Gadsden is going to join us today. Clay Ferrero is going to join us today. And Josh Pell will be here till 6 on a very sad day in Florida. I'm sure all of Florida is feeling the sting of Matt Mervis being. So now any minor league team
anybody
can pick him up? Is that it can? It, so
he's a free agent.
That's it. He's done with the Marlins organization forever.
He is no longer under contract with the Marlins organization.
Man, what a topsy-turvy world it is.
Please don't have Kyle Stowers on.
A lot of people suggesting on Twitter that I personally ruined Matt Mervis.
You could draw a straight line from the interview on this show to the downfall of Matt Mervis.
I was going to say, it's a straight line down.
Not certain it's a straight line, though. There were a couple of little jagged edges. I mean, he was still raking after he came out with us. Mike Cuno did the big story on him on CBS4. Huh. I feel like if anybody takes the heat for this, it's got to be Cuno.
I agree.
I'm not against blaming Cuno.
Anywho, we have a lot to get to today. There's a couple of things. Obviously, we've got Dolphins preseason.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Season game one Sunday in Chicago, and you do have the Marlins, who deserve everyone's attention today, unfortunately for the wrong reasons with the Mervis. I mean, they've taken shadow banning to the next level, you know? I mean, you're going to shadow ban a guy, you send him to Jacksonville and try not to put up any of his highlights. Now you're just going to out and you're going to outright ban him. Now it's no longer a shadow ban. Now it's just a ban.
So, to be clear, they were shadow banning his highlights, but you managed to tweet them out every single time.
I had to weed through all the filters. I was there for the Mervis Militia. Now, the Mervis Militia feels like it's disbanding. But the Marlins do deserve everyone's attention. We're going to talk about them today. August, we are in August. August is National Sandwich Month. We'll get into that today. It's also National Goat Cheese Month. You don't strike me as the kind of guy who would like goat cheese, Appel.
No, in fact, Mara and I went on a trip last weekend, and we ordered an appetizer, and I didn't realize that it came with goat cheese on top. We literally scraped the entire top layer of our crispy Brussels sprout to the side because I do not like goat cheese.
Oh, my God. Crispy Brussels sprouts with goat cheese and a little vinegar glaze. Holy mackerel. Balsamic glaze. That's the best. Goat cheese probably goes on my Mount Rushmore of cheeses. That's how good goat cheese is. Appel today at Twin Peaks for lunch got a salad, but then hold the pepper jack cheese. Now, who doesn't want a little cheese on their salad? That was
a wild decision
by you.
I don't like cold cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
I like cheese in any form that it comes from. So anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get to, and like I said, Aronda Gadsden is going to join us. So we will start with headlines, and our friend Dan Dave's back in the studios in Miami. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation, just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
Know you're a little shaken up with the Matt Mervis news, but Tyreek Hill was shaken up a little bit after being tackled by Ethan Bonner earlier today, but should be fine at camp.
Oh, how about you settle down, Ethan Bonner? I mean, Tyreek's had a couple of injury problems last season. Settle down, Bonner.
Did you see the tweet from Omar Kelly a couple days ago where he's praising Tyreek Hill for having a great camp and he's really changed? And then the last sentence of it is,
he showed up late. I did see that. The news, the Matt Mervis news, was broken to me today by Will Manso. Will Manso, always on top of the stories, always one to break news. He did break it to me via text that Mervis was gone, and he wrote, "The dream is over."
I like that you were very poetic with. He's everything you want in a teammate and as a player, and he's a lifetime 165 batter.
Well, he's everything you want as a teammate and player who was having a little bit of a rough patch after a hot start.
3 years. Onward and upward, though. Sports Illustrated preseason.
Everybody loves to take their shots at Matt Mervis on this show. I don't understand.
I'm just
guy
stating,
comes on, everybody loves him. All of a sudden, everybody loves to take shots at Matt Mervis.
I'm a reporter. I'm just reporting.
I'm ride or die, Merv. I'm ride or die.
Sports Illustrated preseason top 25 has been released. The Canes are 15th in that poll.
Yeah, so the coaches poll came out yesterday. Canes were 10th. And this one, they're 15th. And I think the AP preseason poll comes out next week. So, how's your USF Bulls looking, Josh?
I mean, they've got a big game against the Hurricanes in September as well down here. I think they're going to be pretty good this year. Probably like 7-8 wins in that range.
Hey, your friend stood in your wedding. Mike White is going to be on Hard Knocks. Doesn't that start tonight?
It starts tonight on HBO. Absolutely.
That's the real start to football season. The Hall of Fame game, nice and cutesy, training camp, all that stuff. Man, you get to Hard Knocks, you know that football season is here.
I mean, who doesn't love a little bit of Hard Knocks? I mean, every year, mid-season, off-season, preseason.
Mid-season, the only mid-season one I've ever watched was the Dolphins mid-season one. I can't get into Hard Knocks during mid-season. But I don't know. You know, they used to be... They used to follow more of the personal lives and, like, they had, like, I don't know. I thought interesting stories about some of the rookies and them moving to a city with their wives and stuff. And I know a lot of players don't like doing Hard Knocks, neither do the coaches and the team. So, to me, they've kind of dumbed it down a little bit to where it's more just practice footage and then preseason game 1, 2, 3 footage.
Have you watched the new season of Quarterback?
Yes. Well, we're about 4 episodes in.
Excellent. I love Quarterback. Excellent.
I love my son and I, we love Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
This guy,
I mean,
he is
just
the greatest.
I want to not like him.
Right?
It's impossible.
And he's so likable.
Oh, beyond likable. It's great.
DJ and I, we send each other voice memos now, like Kirk Cousins does to his coach.
He's driving in his car and, hey, Heem, Coach Heem, here's what I was thinking on this play. Really sorry I didn't come through there, but I was really thinking about this. Let me know what you think.
So it was interesting. When he did the voice memos, DJ and I were making fun of him. Like, oy, like Raheem Morris, or who's the coach in Minnesota who hated him last
Kevin
year?
O'Connell.
It was Kevin O'Connell the year before. DJ and I used to make fun because he was on Quarterback as well with Kevin O'Connell. And every time they were together, DJ and I would be just like, oh, he hates him, just hates him. And I think Raheem Morris hates him too. And I don't know why. But he sends him that voice memo, and we're joking around like, oh, I mean, Raheem Morris must listen to 3 seconds of that and tap out. There's no way. And I'm like, what an awful thing to do to people, constantly send them voice memos. Crowder said, and I hadn't thought of it, but I think he's right, that it's a great hack. That instead of risking someone answering the phone, you know, you want to leave a voicemail, but there's the chance they're going to answer the phone. Instead of risking it, you just send a voice memo. There's no chance that they answer the phone. You're essentially bypassing the slight chance someone answers the phone, and you're going right to the voicemail portion of it.
And I will also say, yeah, sometimes tone gets a little misconstrued in a text.
Oh, fair.
That doesn't happen in a voice memo either.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, since Hawk seems to be frozen, we'll go on with the headlines. The Marlins fell to
frozen?
You were for a minute there, yeah.
Oh.
It's okay. We got you. Marlins fell to the Astros 8-2. Sandy Alcantara pitched 7 innings, giving up 6 runs and striking out 5. The two play again tonight at 6:40. Cal Quantrill gets to start for the Fish.
Jesus Sanchez revenge game last night, unfortunately, for the Marlins. And Sandy was really good last night, except for that 5th inning.
The one ball. Little bat help last night, huh? For the Marlins, huh? I wonder if there was anyone in their organization that could have provided a little power. Victor Bermudez, you know, is part of Bill's Mafia. Were you aware of that, Josh?
Yes, I actually was, yeah.
He texted me, Mike White was taking second team reps with the Bills. Both Mike White and Joe Brady, the OC, are from Pembroke Pines.
Yes, they are. And listen, that's a legitimate backup quarterback battle there. Battling with Mitch Trubisky.
Who is the Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah.
kind of having flashbacks here. Dolphins secondary coach Brian Duker claims the media is more worried about the secondary than the team is worried about the secondary.
Does sound similar to last year's offensive line media issue.
I mean, there's not a single person that looks at the Dolphins cornerbacks on paper and isn't worried about it. Not a single
one. But if you're the cornerbacks coach, you have to ride with your guys. Like, what is he going to say? Different if Chris Greer said it, and Greer was the guy responsible for the offensive line. If you're that department coach, like, what are you going to say? Yeah, you know, we'll have to play who we got, but it ain't pretty. Like, what's he going
to
say?
I want him to not go with the same template that Chris Greer gave last year. Just say it, say that, but, like, differently. And I know that's nitpicking, but just, like, psychologically, the fans need to not be told that their eyes are lying to them.
Right. Okay, fair.
Real quick, do want to tell you this. Tyler Huntley has signed with the Cleveland Browns. Right now, he is the only healthy quarterback in the lineup along with Joe Flacco because due to injury, Shedeur Sanders, Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel are on the sidelines.
Yeah, they've got like 9 quarterbacks on their team.
That'll go well.
And Teddy Bridgewater is visiting Tampa and expected to sign with the Buccaneers. The 32-year-old is expected to back up Baker Mayfield.
You know, I was looking at, because I've made such a big deal about the Dolphins' backup quarterback, and Zach Wilson wasn't exactly my first choice, but I was looking at a list today of all the backup quarterbacks in the league. I mean, they're all pretty much Zach Wilson. You know, like they all kind of fall into that category. It was interesting to me because I'm all like, other teams, they don't have to worry, you know, when, you know, I think last season was more on Mike McDaniel than it was necessarily on Tyler Huntley. I mean, Tim Boyle stunk. That he stunk. But I don't know. I was looking at some of the backup quarterbacks and I'm like, all right. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, we do this whole thing with Tua where, oh, if he goes down, you're going to be in trouble. But that's pretty much the case for everyone. Any quarterback in the league. Very rarely do you have a backup who's going to be as, unless your starter's not very good.
I mean, the only one where I'm looking at, like, all right, Kansas City might be able to stay afloat if Gardner Minshew has to play 6 or 7 games.
Right, but even it's then, a significant, like, drop-off from Patrick Mahomes still.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Can you name the backup quarterback in Cincinnati? Can you name the backup quarterback in Philadelphia? Like, these places, like, I feel like we have a different perspective on the backup quarterback role because of Tua, but also because if you think back to when Ryan Tannehill was here, Matt Moore would have been a starter on like a third of the teams in the league. Mm-hmm. And when he came into games, you expected to have a shot with Matt Moore every time. I can't believe we're doing Matt Moore praise here in 2025, but I think
there's a reason he was the backup for about 10 years here.
For us specifically, I think that kind of, like, you kind of compare it to what Matt Moore was for the Dolphins. Started a playoff game.
So did Skylar Thompson.
Terrible.
Mm.
Weather is going to be around 92 degrees here in South Florida with about a 40% chance of rain and some clouds. That's weather.
All right. Watch a little training camp live on NFL Network right now. Christian McCaffrey.
I was going to say, where are they sweating at?
San Fran.
Dry heat.
Christian McCaffrey, he missed most of last season, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to be healthy going into this season?
Is Christian McCaffrey ever healthy going into any season?
Fair.
It is always funny to me because now we're going into fantasy football draft season, and every year Christian McCaffrey is one of the first 1, 2, or 3 picks, but it's always such a gamble with him. Because by week 3...
Is he still, will he still be this season?
Yeah, I can't imagine why not. He'll still go early. Because he's going to get the lion's share, if he's healthy, which presumably he is, he'll get the lion's share of touches in that offense.
All right. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk some Miami Dolphins with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird? What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I like it. Aronde, you know, his son plays on the West Coast now. So all of a sudden, Aronde is a West Coaster. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Aronde Gadsden played many successful seasons with the Dolphins at wide receiver. He's got a Super Bowl ring with the Cowboys. Did you know that, Appel? You know that he's got a Super Bowl ring with the Cowboys?
I did not.
You did not know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl and then bought a monkey. Anyway, long story. Hello, Aronde.
I was practicing my trip walk while the music was playing, but yeah, man. Yeah, all good.
Didn't I summarize that nicely? Won a Super Bowl,
man,
won a monkey,
man,
right?
You pretty much put that in raps right there. That's pretty good. Yep. That's pretty much exactly what happened. Like a month later, pretty much.
Yeah. Took his Super Bowl winnings, Appel. And then didn't you take your Super Bowl check and like cash it and then like swim on the bed with all the cash?
Yeah.
So sounds crazy. Like you have no regrets.
Yeah, no, no regrets. Listen. I got these two things down pat too, which I'm holding on to. I mean, you know, sooner or later it probably won't, but I mean, I've been holding on to it for like one 20 years and the other one like 25 years. Like the last NFC championship team Dallas had and Super Bowl team I was on, and the last home Dolphin playoff win team I was on. There you go.
Let's hope the Dolphins one gets broken and the Cowboys one does. let's hope you don't have that in your arsenal come next season. But he bought a monkey, named him Malik, and then took him to training camp the next season. And Troy Aikman hated Aronde because he was this undrafted free agent. There's a monkey running around the locker room that Aronde can't corral. And Troy Aikman pretty much put the end to Malik, didn't he?
Yeah, put the kibosh on it. Well, I was a distraction.
Banned him from the locker room, or
yeah
pretty much forced Aronde to get rid of him, right?
No, I mean, he forced me to go to another team, kind of. But
Do you think that if you and the monkey had a random encounter, you would have one of those heartwarming viral video moments
where the monkey I doubt
your arm and you hug?
I doubt it. The monkey was last seen at a zoo in Charleston, South Carolina, so I doubt it.
He had to give him up for adoption because he had to go to NFL Europe, and he couldn't travel with the monkey. You can imagine.
Abroad. So I couldn't travel abroad. I couldn't travel abroad with the monkey.
Listen, I've had this problem before.
Aronde's told us the story before that he taught Malik how to get him beers out of the fridge. And one famous time, Malik had disappeared for a couple of hours. Couldn't find him. And then it hit you, Aronde, where he might be, right?
Right. He was in the refrigerator, shaking, shivering.
Oh, my God. Poor Malik.
Near hypothermia. Yeah.
Tough to get out from the inside of the fridge. Yeah. Anyway, so... Crowder asked me this question yesterday about Tua, OG.
Right.
And he said, just gave me a hypothetical. Titans call and they offer Cam Ward straight up for Tua. And he said, because he knows how much I love Tua, but obviously he knows how much I love Cam Ward. And he said, what do you do? And obviously you've got to take Cam Ward, I believe, in that situation. Would you?
I mean, it's a little tougher than you think. You probably would say yes, take Cam Ward, but then I think you know the dynamic of the whole situation becomes a little blurred because we put in a lot of time with Tua. The coach likes Tua. The offense is geared around Tua. Now, how long will it take for us to get Cam Ward up to speed with, Mike McDaniel? Hey, if you eventually going to get rid of both Tua and Mike McDaniel, then why not? But if you get to be, if you thinking you're close to getting into the playoffs or getting the playoff win or home field game, it's a little tougher than just saying, yeah, like if we were, and I know we haven't, been to the playoffs or won a game in a while, but I think the brass, the upstairs people think that we are close. And so I don't think that would happen. I mean, just on his face, just if you're saying, pick one. Yeah, you take Cam Ward. He's younger. He's the first pick. You got years. But if you're going to keep the coach, then you got to kind of keep the quarterback. But if you're like, hey, we're going to scrap the whole thing and start anew, then, yeah, you get Cam Ward. If you're trying to, keep Tyreek for the last 2 years and, Waddle just signed the deal, then if you're looking at it that way, A-Chain, you can have a young nucleus, then yes. But if you think you're close to winning some games, because, you get Cam Ward, he's not beating Buffalo either.
I think Aronde just talked me into keeping Tua. He makes valid points. Yeah, because Appel's waving his hand. No, but he's making valid points. If I told you, Appel, that you're going to replace Tua with Cam Ward this season, does that make you closer to a playoff team or further away? I think it puts you further away because, like what OG said, is the offense is predicated on Tua, and the relationships are there with Tua. I think OG just talked me into, and by the way, I would love to keep Tua because I think he's about to have an incredible season, and I'm a huge Tua fan. But the way that you just put it, I think you're right. I think you'd be going backwards. I'm not,
if you asked me this 3 years ago, I 100% would have said, right, Cam Ward, but it's just I wasn't a huge Tua fan. I'm more of a Tua fan than I was before he got the $200 million. But you gonna keep both of them. You gonna keep the coach and the quarterback. Like if you plan on getting rid of both of them, or you plan on busting the whole thing up, you gotta take Tyreek Hill out of it. I mean, listen, if we, you gonna keep Tyreek and A-Chain gonna get 2,000 yards, like, yeah, but that ain't happening. And I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it was when you say it at first, you're like, oh, yeah, man, take Cam Ward right now. But is that going to be Buffalo and Buffalo in January? I don't think so. I just don't think so. Like, I got a better chance with winning with Tua.
But you guys are making it seem like they're going to make this hypothetical trade would happen like right before week one and there would be no time to acclimate. Big trades like this happen with a full offseason to go. So you have an entire offseason of Mike McDaniel and Cam Ward getting to know each other.
Yeah, I still don't think the full year in training camp helps us go into Buffalo in January and win the playoff game.
And then on top of that, you get a four-year contract with a rookie on a rookie deal instead of Tua making $50 million a year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now you're talking about the contract.
You guys are saying that they wouldn't be closer to winning a playoff game in Buffalo, but I would argue that with the money that they would have freed up, they can address other areas that might make them closer to beating Buffalo.
Yeah, but
maybe they're able to sign a quarterback.
Yeah. You got to have that quarterback.
If you're telling us, you know, we can get Cam Ward and get, you know, top five left tackle too, and you know, because we use the money, like you said.
What's here? Poo pooing Cam Ward though. All he's done is acquit himself.
Not poo pooing
so
Cam Ward. I think he's going to be an NFL star.
I think Cam Ward's going to be good with the nucleus he got. You know, like with Calvin Ridley and the people he got. The little tight ends look like he's nice because I've been paying attention to tight ends now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think they'll be fine. And in Tennessee, I think he'll be fine. The way he talked the other day, like, yo, we all suck. We got to get better. You know what I mean? Yeah, like me too. I suck. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, I think that's good. But you say now, you know, you saying putting Cam Ward here. I've said this for years. Two things I've said in years. We don't have a plan B, and we can't win in Buffalo in January. Like, I mean, those two things we got to do. Like, until we do those things.
Wait, so hold on. But you have Cam Ward, who played at Washington State, who played in all those types of climates, played on the West Coast, played against big teams,
got
nothing to the ACC.
That got nothing to do with it.
But you guys are telling me that Tua can't go to Buffalo in January and win. Yes, we know that.
I think that he can.
No, like
he hasn't.
I mean,
Tua can't do it, why wouldn't we try with somebody else?
But Peyton Manning couldn't win a Super Bowl until he won a Super Bowl. Right, like,
don't
you can't
do Tua and Peyton.
No, but somebody can't do something until they've done it.
Listen,
you're telling
me. What's the backup quarterback we had when Buffalo, we almost won until he threw the pick in the third quarter, the fourth quarter? What's the quarterback name? The backup quarterback.
Tyler Thompson, 19 of 40 in that game, he's terrible.
If he didn't throw the pick, we were up six. All Mike McDaniel had to do was run the ball and punt it. He on third and 18, he tried to throw to Tyreek Hill from the 10. They're gonna pick that. We know it's third and 18. Come on, we know you throwing to. Well, yeah, they picked it. They scored. Now we down. Like, we was up by six. Defense was playing good.
Playing that game completely.
That's what I'm saying. If Tua was playing that game, we would have won that game for sure.
Here's what I think, and I think Appel and other listeners, texters, I think they, for whatever reason, are sleeping on a talented Dolphins team. Do you think it's out of the question that the Dolphins, if things go well this season, could compete all season long for the division title with Buffalo?
No,
I'm not sure we
could compete for the title, but I think we could get a playoff game. I think we can get a playoff game. I think if we play good and keep the turnovers and the defense plays, you know, like they've been playing, I think we can get a playoff game. I'm beating Buffalo in the division and going, I'm not going to go that far, but I think we can get a playoff game. And I think, you know, you know, like I said, I've never really, you know, I think we should have got Justin Herbert instead of Tua. I wasn't a Tua fan, but I'm glad. I like Justin Herbert. I love him now. Really love him now. But anyway, I think, you know, listen, once he signed a big contract and we extended the coach, okay, I got to be all in, because the downside to that is, like, you know, it's like your senior quarterback graduating. Now you know, before NIL, now you got to go with a freshman quarterback. And that's going to be another 4 years before we get good. Like, that's my whole thing. And as a player, that's how you think. Like, you know, like if you don't get, like, you know, Pittsburgh pretty excited. They like, yeah, we got there. But that's you know for sure is a one-year deal. Like, you don't win the Super Bowl this year, you're going to get a Kenny Pickett again. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You got to start over. Like, I get it. Like, Tennessee is a great landing spot for Cam Ward. He can run that show for a long while. But for him to go to a team that's on the cusp or right there at the playoffs, that's tough. That's tough. Like you said, it's college, and he's been in those climates. But them people up there throw snowballs. They hit you in the back of the head like cameramen. They don't care. They slam. They jumping on tables and stuff. That's a different place, man. This is a different place.
Look, I want to be clear here. I'm someone who comes on this show all the time and defends Tua. I like Tua, and I think Tua is a really good player. But I look at what a guy like Jaden Daniels did in Washington last year that nobody saw coming. Tua's not capable of putting together anything like what we saw from Jaden Daniels last year. I think Cam Ward
can be that good and
can be that guy. Yeah, 100%.
I hate to be a Debbie Downer. I watched him play it too, and guess what? I know a team that beat him. And it was about 21-0.
It was a Rondé Syracuse team.
It wasn't Cam Ward's fault they lost that game.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, whose fault is it? Is it Tua's fault that he can't play like Jaden Daniels? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Like, their defense was biting. Like, I mean, Jaden Daniels threw a Hail Mary. It worked out.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, by the way, for Josh to say that Tua could never put together a Jaden Daniels type season, I think is crazy.
I think multiple playoff games last year. I get it.
So you don't think that Tua, for the entirety of his career,
they had a pretty good team.
Everybody had the Commanders having the season they had last year because of how great of a team they had.
But you're doing this weird thing of Tua.
But I mean, we did win a game 70-20
yet.
We did win a game 70-20.
Yeah, and the team that we beat 70-20 has now lapped us into being a much better team. Went to the playoffs last year. These Dolphins
fans, they all of a sudden turn a 70 burger into a negative for the Dolphins.
I want to ask Rondé, would you rather be the Broncos or the Dolphins right now?
What would you say?
Would you rather be the Bronco? Well, I know Ron is.
So you've seen enough of Bo Nix where you go, he's going to be much better than Tua.
I think Bo Nix is very good. I don't know if he'll be better than Tua, but I think in that,
you know, I think that, you know, that's a different situation. Like, I think all of them, even Washington, got a different situation. They got dudes on the defense. Their defense is much better. Like, I mean, our defense is okay, but they got dudes. They don't listen. They got Pat Surtain. We got Storm Duck. Like, they different. It's different. There's levels. There's levels to the situation, man. They got a rejuvenated Bobby Wagner at Mike. Like, Bobby Wagner tackling like he was in Seattle or something. Like, them people had a good team, man. That's a different squad. Now they got Laramie Tunzel at tackle. They got, I mean, if they lose Terry McLaurin, that's different. Now they not that team no more.
I don't know what Appel is doing. Appel,
one thing that Tua can't go win a game because he's Tua, but then you're also saying that the Dolphins aren't as good.
The question was, would you take Cam Ward or Tua? And I said, like, on his face when you just said it, you'd be like, oh man, I'll take Cam Ward. But no, when you think about it, and I'm telling you as a player, like, do I feel better as a player in the locker room? Like, yo, we got Cam Ward or we got Tua. I'm pretty sure 87% of the players going to be like, I'm going to ride with Tua. I'm pretty sure because he's been here.
He's in the NFL. I agree.
Yeah, he's not sure. Okay.
Well, if I had asked you before last season, Appel, would you have taken Tua or Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams, because he was lighting it up in college. Oh, boy.
And then you would have enjoyed. Yeah. Would you have enjoyed that experience last season?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I ain't taking no quarterback
with his fingernails painted. I ain't taking it. I ain't going with that.
Eberflus and the offensive coordinator they fired from there is really comparable to Mike McDaniel.
But I'm saying you're just on the face of it. I think that you're in love with the shiny new toy. And I love Tua.
I just think I don't say you exactly throw it down the drain. I just think like for real, this is honest. And I love Jay. Jay is my guy. I'm a Jay Feeler guy, you know, because as far as winning games, we won games with Jay Feeler. But when it happened, I was a Damon Huer guy. Damon Huer had been there. He took the lumps. We won some games when Dan was down. Like give Damon Huer a chance to show, like, okay, I can do this for a year. We brought in Jay and did a hell of a job, but we won lots of games and won playoff games. But I'm saying when it first happened, like, yo, why we got Jay? I mean, Damon Huer just won games, all the games when Dan was out. We won them games. Like we won in Indy.
Huh? Hey, real quick, because we're out of time. I want to ask you, how was your experience at the Hall of Fame game? How was OG the second's experience on the field playing in an NFL game on national TV? How was it?
It was great. You know, it was one of those, you know, you just had to enjoy the moment, especially as a dad. You knew he was a little nervous and he was out there the first play, they fumbled on the kickoff and then he came out like, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't sign up for this. Like somebody else supposed to be out there first. Right.
But when you saw him run out for the first offensive play, was your heart beating?
Yeah, pretty fast. Harbaugh always said no starters were playing, but you got Conklin, you got a Disley play, but they run a two tight end set. And so, you know, he came out and, he did fairly decent. Obviously he played three quarters. He played all the offense and all the special teams. So he was dog tired, but, great experience. He said, you know, he was nervous. It felt, you know, a lot faster, but he got used to it about the second quarter and they're a little tougher. But I'm like, yo, them ain't even the starters, bro. It was very cool. It was very good. And he got one catch for 7 yards. So, you know, he popped his cherry and now he can, you know, like go on and do and
yeah, now he feel have more to worry comfortable. About that.
Yeah, he can get it done. And the best part about the whole thing to me, I mean, when I say best part, you know, playing and being a dad, seeing him play, that's a good part. And I told everybody, that's like the appetizer. It's like the spinach artichoke dip because, you know, I'll cry September 5th. Like if we stand on that sideline against the Chiefs, I know the check's going to cash. You know, the check's going to cash at that point. But you know, check still ain't cashing yet. But I think the best part about what is he had a conversation at the game before the game started with Antonio Gates and got a picture of it. I think, you know, that's the guy on your team who going into the Hall of Fame and did it. Like I played basketball, I did it. I'm the man. You know, like that's I don't know what they said. I ain't even asked. That's between y'all had that, but. You know, that was the best thing. Did you get a picture of him shaking your hand and having a conversation with you? Like, that means a lot.
He had to say something
like, you know what I mean? Like, I did this. You could do this too. You know, like, whoa, like, bro, come on, relax. Yeah, it's Antonio Gates, you know. So Good deal.
Aronde Gadsden, we love you, OG. We're rooting for OG the second, of course, this weekend. Yeah. And we'll talk to you during the season. I'll try to replace Appel with all his Dolphins hate with someone who actually has
hate. All right, man. Y'all have a good day, man. Thanks.
There you go. Aronde Gadsden. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.